Good morning. Today is Thursday, May 28th, 2015. We have Debbie Brinsfield in the studio with us, and she is the manager of the Farmers Market with the Sitka Local Foods Network. How are you doing this morning?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Debbie, where do you hail from?
I'm from Florida, from Panama City Beach, Florida. But my little twain comes from Atlanta. I lived there for 25 years as a career girl.
Well, very good to have you in the studio with us. And you're here to talk about the Farmers Market, which kicks off on America's Birthday, July 4th.
That's right. My favorite holiday. Yay!
And the dates for the Farmers Market, do you want to run through them with
us? Yes. The first one is July the 4th, then the 18th, then August the 1st, the 15th, and the 29th. And the last market is September 12th.
Okay. And the market's taking place
at the A&B Founders Hall, our beautiful hall that has been remodeled. It just looks gorgeous. And the market is held there inside the hall and outside in the parking lot. And it's really fun to be outside because the harbor is there, the sun is shining, even with the little rain. It's just beautiful out there on the parking lot.
Right. Well, you can't have a market without vendors, as we were discussing earlier.
That's right.
So who are you looking for to come and be on the sales side of this market?
You know, I'm really excited about our returning vendors. They really love what they do, and most of them are returning. But the thing that I want to tap in this morning is the wonderful potential vendors out there that they don't know they're a potential vendor. And maybe you're making pie and somebody says, oh, I love your pie. And your neighbor says it and your friend at church says it. And the friend at the drugstore that you had over the other day says, oh, you have great pie. Come and sell your pies. Be a vendor. See the potential that you have. And the same thing with jams. Any locally made product here in Sitka, any locally grown product, we really encourage produce and homegrown things. And, you know, there's just a lot of potential out there that I just want to lasso in this morning.
What is the level of commitment for those who are vendors? How much do they have to spend? What is the time required? I guess it depends on the product you make.
Right. Well, the expense is very minimal. Tables run from $15 up to $40 a table. And it's really easy to become a vendor. You just get on
The Sitka Local Foods Network website?
The Sitka Local Foods Network website is SitkaLocalFoodsNetwork.org.
.org, okay.
Right.
Great.
And you can scroll down and find the paperwork, sign it up, mail it off to the address there, and boom, you're a vendor. And I'll be giving you a call and hooking you up with the market. The wonderful thing about it is it's pain-free. It's pain-free. And me and my assistant manager, Frances, we are there to support you and encourage you in every way.
How will you be supporting vendors? And the market's from 10 to 1
right,
on these Saturdays, so 3 hours?
Right. So during that 3 hours, we're there to help you. We will help you set up your table. We will spot you when you need to take a dirt break and get some coffee. Maybe you just want to walk around the market and see all the wonderful things there and go outside and hear the music. We have great musicians that play every market.
Do you know any that are lined up there for this summer?
Steve Warren and his wonderful crew. He has a great guy that does Irish music, and he does has several different guys that do just some really wonderful music, folk music. And the rest of the musicians are definitely talking to me about what dates they're going to do. But our favorite is Peter Apathy of Slack Tide. He will be doing the last market. Yay, Peter!
Peter is a morning edition host for
us
on occasion.
Right.
So I know he'll be excited to hear that. The market itself, were you a shopper before you became a manager? How did you get this position?
I was a shopper.
Okay.
I love the market. And last year I was a co-manager, and this year they asked me to come back and be manager. Okay. And I'm thrilled to do it because last year was probably the best summer of my life.
Really?
Just working with
That's
the vendors.
That's a big vendors. Statement, ma'am.
It really
best summer
is.
Of your life.
It's hard work. Don't get me wrong. It's a lot of hard work. And I enjoy it, though. And
what do you enjoy about it so much?
It's just a unique gathering place where you meet people from all walks of life, and it's one of the few places in Sitka where you are going to be in a melting pot of people from all over, and people from all walks of life, like I said before, and helping people. I'm a people person, so I love to help people. Excuse me. And also, the wonderful thing about the market is you're a manager or assistant manager or Sitka Local Food Network board member. You're going to visit with people. You're going to meet new people, and you're going to support the vendors. And during that time that you're supporting vendors, you're learning about your vendors, getting to know them on a deeper level. And you're also supporting them, like I said, like spotting them.
Yeah.
And you get to see, oh, what's it like to be a vendor?
So you really get to interact with.
Yeah.
And that's interesting what you said about how there's so few places in Sitka where people can blend. And
that's right.
And why do you think the market is one of them?
It's just a favorite. I think one of the things is, besides all the wonderful vendors that we have some amazing vendors and some amazing products.
What are some of your favorites?
I'll have to say, hands down, it's Kiki Marie and her jewelry, DJ Robidoux and her wonderful cards and t-shirts, but Carol Knuth and her red hot reindeer sausage is one of my favorite. And Carrie McLean's black cod tips. You just can't beat those things.
So,
and
is there taste testing at the farmer's market?
No, there's no taste testing. Okay. But the prices are very good. And it's just a wonderful place. And, you know, when you add food to the products, people walk around and they're munching on their food and they're smiling and they're happy. And it's really 3 hours of just hugging and smiling and speaking to people that you really love and care about.
Yeah. And on the shopper side, what kind of bags do you need to bring, if any, to the, and what kind of payment forms do you accept? I know that the farmers market has recently introduced forms of EBT payment and Quest.
Yes,
so what,
yes.
What can shoppers expect this year?
So one thing you can do is, you can get $20 worth of wooden coins to spend on produce or anything there at the market with your EBT card.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a booth that is set up, and it's manned the whole time. And also
the bags. Do you need
the bags?
Bags or boxes? Or?
We carry our own produce bags, all of us, at our farmers markets. We know that. It's just like our MO. We come in with a couple of bags because, especially the Sitka Local Food Network booth, there is a lot of awesome produce, and it is grown here locally at the St. Peter's Fellowship Farm behind St. Peter's Church in the Sea
House.
That's
where most of the produce is grown.
That's where all the produce is grown that the Sitka Local Food Network has in their booth.
Okay.
And you can expect everything from kale to rhubarb to green onions to, oh, you name it. And another favorite vendor is Lori from U-Pit Garden. She had like a 25-pound cabbage last year. And she does wonderful jams and jellies. And she parks her beautiful little black truck that is a classic in the very back of the parking lot.
Okay.
Puts tables up in the back of her truck and starts selling her jams and her wares and her flowers. And it's just wonderful.
Oh, that's, well, and the meeting for vendors, you mentioned that there is a, for those who are curious and interested in participating, how can they learn more?
Yes, for potential and returning vendors, and like you said, even curious vendors, we are having a meeting Tuesday, June 2nd at 5:45 p.m. at the Sea House behind St. Peter's Episcopal Church. We would love to have you come. If you're just thinking about it, come and meet the other vendors and meet the Sitka Local Food Network board members, and let us encourage you and draw you out and make you a vendor. It'll be life-changing, I think.
So that's next Tuesday at 5:45.
Yes.
2-hour meeting. And just one last question. I think for people who make products, the big difference between those who bake pies at home and those who sell them is branding.
Branding, right.
Their name, their logo, their identity as a salesperson. How do you plan to help people bridge that gap?
Well, you know, we've all learned that branding is very important. That has been the buzzword for years now, branding your items. And we're there to help and support in any way we can. And most of the vendors have an idea of who they are, how they want to sell things, and what their MO is. But we're there to support that and help that.
Okay. So there's a potential to, it sounds like, learn from other vendors.
Yes.
How
yes.
to sell products.
Yes. And we really take responsibility on as being the caretaker of the vendors. You know, we're there to help in any way we can.
Okay. Well, Debbie, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, Emily.
And that meeting that Debbie mentioned, again, is taking place next Tuesday, June 2nd, from 5:45 to 7:45 at the Sea House behind St. Peter's. The Farmers Market kicks off on July 4th. It's in its 8th year. There will be 6 markets this summer, the 4th, the 18th, August 1st, 15th, and 29th, and September 12th at A&B Hall. Wow, you got a busy summer.
That's right.
That's a mouthful.
Exciting.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.